You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We're taking a look at the consumer outlook for South Africa. We've heard many analysts share their expectations around what's happening, as well as where we could be headed from a markets point of view and from a financial point of view. But what about the consumer? What about consumer spending and consumer habits? And are consumers actually feeling like the turnaround is here? And are they feeling like this new government has created new opportunities? I'm joined on the line by the Managing Director for Nielsen IQ in South Africa, that's Zach Hyrie, to take a look at this and try and make sense of it. Good evening, Zach. Thanks so much for taking the time. You guys at NIQ have put out a very interesting report around just the state of the consumer. Tell us about it.
Thanks, Jimmy. Yeah, so like you say, we've got a little bit of history in the country in South Africa, right? It's been a tough few years. I think everybody would accept that. But there are some glimmers of hope, I think, coming from a lot of different sources, so also coming through in the report that we've published. I'll give you a few statistics, right? So inflation is down quite significantly. I think CPI is at 4.4%. Consumer confidence, it's at an all-time high. Well, not an all-time high, I should say. It's a five-year high. In our own research, we're also seeing that the percentage of people who are telling us that they're worse off financially this year versus last year, that's decreased quite substantially. And then also on the flip side of that, the percentage telling us that their financial situation has improved is also quite a lot higher than what it was this time last year. I think it might have something to do with the changes that you've already referenced, you know, the changing landscape in South Africa. But it's also got a lot to do with the price, the inflationary pressure coming a little bit down and easing off. Interest rates down, JSE top 40 up 18% year on year. And then I think it's also got something to do with quite a lot of applications for withdrawals from the Tupop pension system. So we're told that there's been requests on several billions of rands to be accessed from those Tupop pension schemes. So I think, yeah, there is a lot of things going on, and there's a lot of, I think, positivity. Also, just as a small anecdote, you know, I travel across the country and I'm making my business to talk to executives in different cities across the country, but I also talk to people in the service economy, like taxi drivers and waiters and that kind of thing. And in general, I'd say there is cautious optimism.
That cautious optimism, Zach, still comes through when we look at some of the spending habits of consumers. I mean, we're still seeing that some consumers are still electing to find value even in these difficult times. Yes, interest rates are still high. They are starting to come down, but they haven't really come down yet. And some consumers are still saying, we're going to look for value in different ways, whether it's looking through sales, whether it's looking through promotions and other sorts of things, buying in bulk. Are you seeing that trend kind of consistent through consumer spending and the spending habits?
Absolutely, yeah. So real wages are down year on year still. And like you say, inflation is still there. So it's still quite high. When we talk to consumers, that is their top concern, food inflation. And they respond behaviorally. So that happens across the different, you know, socioeconomic groups in South Africa. There's no one who's really immune. Like we see overall groceries, they're up in terms of the total amount of money that we're spending on groceries in South Africa. It's up by 4.3% year on year. But this is totally driven by price. When we look at volumes, which is, of course, stripping out price, when we're looking at volumes, those are, in fact, down in terms of groceries about 2.5%. And that's across the basket of grocery goods in South Africa. And what we see when we're looking within the basket, we see a lot of the choices that consumers are making. They are very much driven by price. So it's a very price-sensitive market, very price-driven market. I'll give you a few examples. So if we, we see the categories with the highest inflation, we see across those volumes are down, and that would be things like rice, eggs, coffee, and sugar. Overall, seeing levels of inflation above 15%, so well above the CPI, and we're seeing volume declines across the board on those, and in some cases really extreme, like eggs down 20%. But then on the flip side, where we look to categories where were, much lower than CPI, the inflation is a lot lower than CPI, such as oils and candy and frozen meats, we see that volumes are up on those. So it's definitely a price-driven market. But we also think that, you know, with that price is driving a lot of the behavior, consumer preferences might also be shifting.
Zach, when we look at those shifting preferences, what still concerns consumers at the moment? Are there obviously some of the macro factors that are beyond consumers' control are always going to be there in the back of consumers' minds, but what else is still concerning consumers and preventing them from or having them use specific spending habits and see things in a specific light?
So, like I said, it is a tough situation in South Africa. You know, tax levels are not particularly low for the people who are being taxed in the country. We've got about, I think it's 7 million people who are eligible to pay tax. And then there's about three times that who are receiving sort of government grants. So there is a real pressure on the pocket in South Africa. We look to research across different countries globally. And I'd say South Africa is extremely price sensitive. So consumers are always looking for ways in which they can try to control the spend. I think one thing they're also looking at is trying to find alternative means of deriving an income. So looking to secondary sources of income like hustle culture, that kind of thing. When we talk to consumers, there's quite a high proportion of them in South Africa. It's like 83% of them. They're telling us that they're looking for alternative means of making income, so secondary sources of income, and that's considerably higher than what we see in a global average. Also, you know, you think about all of the platforms, the technology, all of that kind of stuff that's available more and more, and that I think is enabling that kind of accessing other countries, other industries where maybe there is a little bit more, you know, economic development and economic growth.
Zach, what have consumers given up on in terms of some expenditure items or some budgetary constraints or things around consumer habits? What if consumers just said, look, can't do this anymore?
Yeah, so I think it's going to vary depending on the household. I think what we've seen is that, you know, the bigger ticket items, maybe people are holding back on purchasing some of those. So maybe not replacing big ticket electronic items or household appliances maybe as frequently as they have been in the past. We've seen some unit pressure on sales of those kinds of products. But then we've also seen maybe an uptick in the littler pleasures that people have, like that they might be picking up within a grocery outlet, you know, like sort of things that maybe would give them a little bit of satisfaction on a more frequent day-to-day basis. So, you know, we're not letting go of those sorts of things at all, Jimmy. In fact, when we look to the rank of the categories that we spend most money on in South Africa, it's pretty stable. So that will be beer, soft drinks, bread, cigarettes, and then frozen meat. So those are all still like the categories that we spend the most amount of money on in South Africa. But then there has been quite a lot of shift, a little bit of shift when we look within the basket. So if we look at the top 50 categories, we can see a little bit of movement. And it is, like I said, very driven by price, but I think it's also intertwined with changing consumer preferences. So soft drinks are down quite a lot in volume terms year on year. It's about 9%. Then we see energy drinks up 4%. Frozen meats are up nearly 5% volume terms, but then eggs, like I said, is down above 20%. Maize back in favor. Maize was like disfavored versus rice, and rice we saw a big uptake, but that has now reversed. And again, it's very much driven by inflationary changes on those different categories. And then in alcohol as well. I think this is also driven quite a lot by changing consumer preferences. So we see a big uptick in premixed drinks, premixed alcohol, and then we see a bit of a decline in things like cider and wine. So yeah, we do see a little bit of changes, but like the percentage amounts that I'm talking about, you can probably kind of picture it. They're big for our clients, right? They're big for our clients, and we discuss those with them at length. But then from a customer's perspective, you know, we're not talking necessarily about major shift, and you know, we are all creatures of habit after all, and we love those little pleasures, so we're not going to do without the beer and cigarettes anytime soon.
Zach, going into 2025, are we likely to see consumer habits change or any trends starting to emerge at this point? And are we back to sort of pre-COVID sentiment from the South African consumer's perspective?
So, look, consumer confidence, like I said, is a five-year high. We're expecting that to continue into next year. I think quite a lot of our expectations for what's going to happen next year probably baked into the system already. So I don't think we're forecasting anything that's going to be drastically out of line with what we already have seen this year. Possibly some upside in terms of the forecast. Some of those forecasts maybe need a little bit of revision upwards, provided we continue on the positive momentum that's been built up this year. So I don't think we're expecting some major shifts within the consumer landscape next year. But, you know, Jimmy, we're conducting this research every 6 months, so I think in the next 6 months we should see what the results tell us.
Well, we'll have to wait and see how it plays out and how things shape up, especially from a consumer outlook perspective. There's a lot that can drive that consumer sentiment. We'll leave it at that. Zach, thanks so much for the time and for the insights. That Zach Hayeri, who is the Managing Director for Nielsen IQ for South Africa, on the outlook for consumers and what consumers might be thinking.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.